Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Yud Beis, and we will begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. The Gemara began a discussion why Beis Shammai holds that a woman could only become a Kodeshes with a dinner, unlike Beis Hillel, who we learned and will be learning, because the Kedushin is affected with a Pruta. According to Beis Shammai, you need to have a dinner. And the question is, why? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Tamai de Beis Shammai. The reason for Beis Shammai's opinion is Kechizkiah, is based on what Chizkiah taught us. Dama Chizkiah. As we've learned, one of the ways Eved Ivri or Amhav Ria to get themselves redeemed is with Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef means that we do a calculation of how much they were sold for. And the simplest example would be if they were sold for $60, and the typical term of a Eved Ivri or Amavri is 6 years. So we divide the 6 years into 60. Every year is $10. And let's say these people worked for 10 years, for 3 years, so they worked half the money. So they only have to pay to redeem themselves half the money, which would be $30. So Chizkiah says, in discussing this halach of Giron Kesef, Amakra, the pasuk says, Melame v'hefta, that's the way she gets herself freed, v'hefta, that, and as the Rishonim point out, what does the word hefta mean? That the Torah Kedoshah wants to make it easy for this woman to become redeemed. How is that accomplished? The way it's accomplished is v'hefta, make it easy for her to redeem herself. And furthermore, even though this pasuk is speaking about an Amma Havriya, as the Gemara teaches us, we learn the halacha of Amma Havriya to an Eved Ivri. V'hefta, melamed shemegaras mepidyona, she deducts from what she's already worked, and then based on that, v'yotza, if she could go out. There's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. If this type of pidyon, if this type of redemption could be done with an Eved Kenani that was, or a Mavriya that was bought by Shtar. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that this approach is only workable by somebody who was bought with Kesef. But somebody who was bought with a Shtar, this approach doesn't work. The Tosfos Rid disagrees. The Tosfos Rid's opinion is that even by Kenyan Shtar, we evaluate how much the Eved was worth, and based on that assessment, we could do this type of pidyon. Says the Gemara, so yeah, b'shlam the Yavla dinner, if we'll say that the Amavri, the Eved Ivri, were originally bought for a dinner, so we can understand Haidem Agar v'Azla Pruta. So there's this method of deducting could work until we get down to Pruta. Eli Amrit, if we're going to say that a kinyan, that a transaction with the Raisa is valid even when it was done with a pruta, so then we have a question, and that is, Eliam diavla pruta b'prita mimigareya, is it possible to deduct from a pruta? So the Mechav Chinuch and the Chazon Ish ask that if we're going to say that, as we just learned, the opinion of Tosfos Rid, that one could have themselves redeemed even when they were bought by a shtar, why, if they were bought with a pruta, would be any different than if they were bought with a shtar? And they answer that if the Eved was bought with a pruta, that if the Eved was bought with a shtar, so then the system is, as we said, you look at what the value of the Eved is. But if the Eved was bought with a pruta, so we identify the value. What is the value? A pruta. But if we identify the value of a pruta, and now we want to deduct from a pruta, there's no way to deduct below a pruta. If there's no way to deduct below a pruta, how could this be workable? So it must be that if we're going to do it, it must be that it's the pruta migara, it must be that they were bought with a dinner. So we see from here, suggest the Gemara, that whenever the Torah speaks about a kinyan, the Torah is obviously speaking about a dinner. Says the Gemara, why is this a compelling proof? Maybe the way to understand is as follows. What the Torah HaKadosh says is, Hecha the Yav La Dinner, if the Eved Ivri or the Shivcha Ken or the Am Avriya were bought for a pruta, for a dinner, Tigra pruta, then we could keep on going down until a pruta. But indeed, Hecha the Yav pruta, if she was bought with a pruta, the Loi Tigra Kal. So then this option doesn't work. But that doesn't mean that a pruta is never workable. It could be that a pruta can be a good kinyan, just the method of growing kesef wouldn't be applicable there. Says the Gemara, loy sakadatach. That's not, says the Gemara, tenable position. Why not? Because says the Gemara, duma de yiyud. We compare this situation to the halacha of yiyud. The halacha is that the appropriate thing is that the owner that bought this Amavriya or his son should marry this Amavriya. So we halacha like this is ma yud afkav di boy miyad di boy miyad. The sale of a woman to be an Amavriya is only effective if she was sold to a person who could choose to do yud or not. Kol hechad deloy motziyad. But let's say somebody was sold, Amavriya is going to be sold to someone who's a relative that may not marry that woman, then the sale wouldn't be a sale. Hachanami sold to the growing kesef. If she was sold in a circumstance that she can't have growing kesef, and the Sefer Chinuch explains, how do we know this? Because the Torah says, Vim shloish elu loyasala. The Torah says that these three types of kinyan have to be. These three types of ways of getting you out, one being married, has to be doing. So the Achroinim asked, the Mechaz Chinuch asked, so we just learned according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that if the kinyan was done with a shtar, then there's no option of growing kesef. So asked the Mechaz Chinuch, and we just learned that if growing kesef is not an option, then the kinyan is not a kinyan. So he answers, what the Torah means is that to teach us that the proper way of buying an Amavriya is with kesef, and that kesef we should do geroin kesef with. But that doesn't mean that we can't do the kinyan in another way. Says the Gemara, the Kedusha Isha, says the Gemara, now continues the Gemara, explaining how this is all relevant to what we have been discussing. Says the Gemara, Kedusha Isha, Lebe Shammai Nafkla Amavriya. And the loch of kedushin is learned from an amavriya, as we're learning now. Ma amavriya with pruta la meknia. You can't do a kinyan of an amavriya just with a pruta. Af isha with pruta la mekacha. You have to have at least a dinner. Vema asked the Gemara if the whole point is that we should be able to accomplish giro and kesef, so we understand the system of deduction. So we understand that if you only start with a pruta, it's not doable. But ask the Gemara, why does it tell us that? How does this tell us that we have to use a dinner? They may pag the dinner. Maybe the transaction can be done with a half a dinner, and you'll have enough to have Guruan Kesef, which will still be better, bigger than a pruta. Or ask the Gemara, actually, they may stay prutas. Maybe the Kedushin or the buying of the Amavri could be done with stay prutas, and you'll still do Guruan Kesef and be left with more than a pruta. Answers the Gemara, kim dafiktim a pruta, once a pruta, as we just explained, is not an option, ukma dinner, so we look at the next common coin, which is a dinner. Rava gives a different explanation to Beis Shammai's opinion why you need a dinner. Hainu tamid Beis Shammai, the reason for Beis Shammai is, shlo yehar b'nash Yisrael kehefka. We want the Jewish girls to be treated with respect. And since we want Jewish girls to be treated with respect, Beis Shammai said it has to be a dinner. So the way most Rishonim learn, as we've learned many times, call the Mekadosh, Adat Rabbanan Mekadosh, the Ritva explains it, and Rafkin Rabbanan L'Kedushim Minei. When Kedushin are done, they're done based on the that the Chachamim are agreeable to this Kedushin. And in this case, if the Kedusha wasn't done with a dinner, the Rabbanan are not agreeable to this Kedushin. But then I saw another pshat. that it's much more than just of kinu rabbanu mikedusha minei. That once Chazal said that less than a dinner, because Chazal were concerned about Jewish women, that even though pruta is typically considered kesef, but here it's not considered kesef, what that means to say is that it's not kesef. And once Chazal said it's not kesef, you don't have a kesef kedushin. But we've learned, Beis Hillel disagree with Shammai, and Beis Hillel said that a kedushin could be done with a pruta. And the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta explained what is a pruta. Echad mishmoina me'esa ha'talki. An eighth of an esa ha'talki, says the Gemara, Sav Rav Yosef Lameima. So Rav Yosef thought that when Beis Hillel speaks about a pruta, what they mean to say is kaldahu. What the Gemara means to say is that whatever time and place we live, it's the smallest coin in circulation. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, ask Abaya, could that be true? V'lok tani, we learned in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah identified that the coin to Beis Hillel Kedushin is done with a pruta. So the Mishnah asked, Kamhi pruta, and the Mishnah said, Echem Mishmaina Besa Talki. So we see that there is a definite value to the pruta. It's not just what is the smallest coin in the time and place you live. So we'll say that the Mishnah speaking about describing the pruta in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval hocha, in later generations, because of Chashvele Linshi, the pruta will be according to whatever people consider a valuable pruta. So of course the question now is, why, if the coin is always what is the smallest coin in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the time of where and when you live, so why is it important for us to know what was the coin in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? This is a question that many Rishonim ask. Ritva answers that, let's say you live in a time and a place where there is no pruta. So you're going to need to rely on what was the pruta in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Or another teretz that the Rishonim suggest is, let's say the husband and wife agree that she will become mekudeshes by receiving a pruta that was a pruta in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So for them, it's important to know what is the pruta of Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's what they agreed upon will affect their kedushin. Aval hocha, in future generations, k'chash v'leit linchi, whatever's a pruta in the time and place that they live, that will be the pruta. And I saw that the Sma explains. So how will we know what it means, a pruta, in future generations? So he says that the way to make that determination, according to the Sma, is a pruta was the denomination with which you could buy something, the most minimal item. So the definition of pruta in all generations, according to him, is what is the denomination that you could buy something with that. The Avni Meluim says that it doesn't depend on what you could buy, because that's extremely complicated to figure out what object, what are we buying, a fruit, a vegetable, a bottle of milk. And therefore, Avni Meluim says that what's meant is the value of a chatzi soira of kesef. How much a piece of silver weighing a chatzi soira is worth? Ask the Gemara. Because of Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said that this question came to Rav Samoy, with a woman who had the kedushin with a pruta that was less than the value of echad mishmoina be'esa etalki, less valuable than that coin. V'shir Rav Samoy b'dor kami pruta, and made an determination, and he said echad mishmoina be'esa etalki. If the coin is equal to 1/8 of this etalki, then it's going to be a value kedushin. Otherwise, not. And continues the Gemara. V'chiyasa Rav and Amar Abdestoy, V'Rab Yani, V'Rab Oish, Shiro, Kama, Pruta. They all tried to determine how much is a Pruta, and they came up with Echem Mishisha, Be'asim Talki. So we see that it isn't just that we look at what is the Pruta in every time and place. What we try to determine is what is the determination in that time. So it's very interesting. We learned that our Gemara taught us, the Rava taught us, what is the reason why you have to have a dinner? Shlo yehei b'nois Yisrael hefker. So I saw that there are those that want to suggest that this explanation is actually very consistent with what we learned from Beis Shammai at the end of Masechta Gittin. When we learned the opinion of Beis Shammai at the end of Masechta Gittin, we learned that Beis Shammai said the lo yigarish adam ishtoi, a person has no right to divorce his wife. Elm came motzah ba'erves dover. He has to have a very strong reason to divorce her. Beis Hillel was much more lenient. So Beis Hillel said that you could divorce your wife if she burnt your pot. So say to Mepharshim that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are following their opinion. They're learning that it's easy to get married. Beis Hillel says it's easy to get married and easy to get divorced. And Beis Shammai says it's difficult to get divorced and it's difficult to get married. So says the Gemara, we've been learning that the shear of a pruta is according to the time and place that you live, and now the Gemara is saying that it isn't that way. If that's the din, that we always look at the pruta according to the time and place that we're in, we learned the halacha is that if somebody is moil behegdish, if somebody has benefit from hegdish b'shogig, the halacha is he has to bring in a sham me'ilis, and the value of the sham me'ilis has to be at least two sloim. As the pasuk says, ve'evi es ha'shamoi la'hashem, ayel tamim en atzoyim ba'ekach ha'kesef shkolim. And the b'raisa teaches, otzei v'chashoyif, go figure out how much a person has to avoid doing an avera. Kama prutas b'shnei sloim. How many prutas, says the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to focus on this calculation. How many prutas are there in two sloim? Says the Gemara, yoysim alpayim. So the Gemara just made a statement that there are more than 2,000, there are more than 2,000 sloim, there are more than 2,000 prutas in two sloim. But ask the Gemara, according to the calculation that we've been learning, if a pruta, as we're saying, is less than an eighth of an isser, there isn't 2,000 prutas in two sela. Yes, I'm alpayim karalei, and you're saying there are more than 2,000. Says the Gemara, Amalo Saba. So there was a older person who said to Rabbi Yosef, "What you said is inaccurate. And not Taninalo. Don't say more than 2,000. Say karvel alpayim. There's close to 2,000." Ask the Gemara, even according to what you're saying, your calculation is off. Soif, alpa v'chamish me'ayot losh shit nahud ha'avya. In entirety, there's only 1,536 prut and two sela. And the way we come to this calculation is as follows. The Gemara is going to say it more explicitly in a moment. There are 96 isser in a sela. So if there are only 8 prutas in an isser, 2 sela would bring you 1,536 prutas, because it would be 8 times 96 times 2. But here we said that it's more than 2,000. So the Gemara says it didn't reach 2,000. But says the Gemara, of course it didn't reach 2,000. It's only 1,536. Answers the Gemara, so why are you saying that's close to 2,000? Answers the Gemara, Kim the Nafkala Mipalga. It's more than 1,500. As we just said, the calculation is 1,536. Karv lapayim karle, it's close enough to call it close to 2,000. And says the Gemara Gufa, Kiyosa Rav Dimi Omar, Shi Rav Simoi B'dari Kami Pruta. Rav Simoi tried to determine how much is a Pruta, and he came up with the calculation of Echa Mishmane B'sa Talkin. The Kiyosa Rav Omar, Shi Rav Destoiver of Yanev Rav Oishi Kami Pruta, and they came up with the calculation, not an eighth of an Issa Talki, but rather they said it's Echad Mishish of Issa Talki, a sixth. Amar Baler of Dima, a name up, should we suggest? So we have here Machloikis, what is it a Pruta? Is it an eighth or a sixth? So suggest the Gemara, name Atver Ravin, but pluk the Dahani Tanoi Kamilfki. Your Machloikis is really the same as Machloikis Tanoim. And as I saw, the Rishonim explained that this is not a statement This is actually a question, because Amoraim were expected to know everything that the Tanoim taught us. Since the Amoraim were expected to know everything that the Tanoim taught us, them coming and saying that this is what a prut is, that's not something new. That's something that Tanoim already explained, says the Gemara, the Tanya. And that's, therefore, this piece of Gemara should be understood as a question. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Prutish Amr Chachamim, Ech Mishmarna B'Satalka. The Braisa teaches us, the prut is an eighth of an Atalki. And how do we get to that calculation? Sheish Shema, Kesef Dinner. There are six silver ma in every dinner. Ma, every ma is comprised of two punyan. A punyan is comprised of shnei isarim. An isar is comprised of shnei musmasin. A musmas is comprised of shnei kontraktin. A kontraktin has in it two prutas. Nimtza pruta, if you follow this, the way you'll come out is you'll end up with a pruta being echem nishmanim besa talki. Because Given that we said an Isser equals two musmas, and two musmas equal four chondroikin, and four chondroikin equal eight prutas, so based on that, we'll see that the pruta is an eighth of a Nisser. Rishim Gamliel Oimer, that how does he get to his calculation that a pruta is a sixth of a Nisser Talki? Says the Gemara Rishim Gamliel Oimer, Shoisha Hadreis Lamar, there's three Hadreitin in Lamar, Shnei Hintzen Lahadris, Shnei Shmonim Lahanetz, and base Prutis Lishamin, Nimtza Pruta Echem Shishbesa Talki. So the way that comes out to be is that six ma is equal, if each ma has three hadrois in it, so six ma has 18 hadrois. 18 hadrois equal to 36 hanetzes. 36 hanetzes, as we just learned, they're equal to 72, and 72 shaman, and 72 shaman equal 144 prutas. So that means there are 144 prutas in one dinner, and every dinner has in it 24 isser. So if every dinner has in it 24 isser, you're going to end up with 6 prutas, 24 isser into one dinner will equal 6 prutas in one, 6 prutas in one isser. So says the Gemara, based on what we just learned, Lema the Maram Katanakama, the Panakama who says that a pruta is an eighth, that's going to be, that's the one that says it's an eighth is holding like the Tanakama. Viravin, who said that it's a sixth, Amakar Shem Gamliel, and as we said a moment ago, it turns out that what we're saying now is that it's actually Machloikas Tanoim. Amalei, to which Rav Dimi responded, in order to answer the question as we are learning it, Bain the Dio Bain Ravan Aliva the Tanakama Loikasha. Aliva the Tanakama. Everybody agrees like with the Tanakama's interpretation of the of what the prut is. Because as Rashi says, we normally follow the opinion of the Tanakama. So like Kasha, why is there no question here? Hadi Aki Suri, Hadi Zola Suri. The currency used to fluctuate. Hadike Suri Kum Esr Arba Bezuza. When an Isser were high in value, and the Isser equaled 24 to a Zuz, that's when you're going to have a Pruta being a sixth. Had the Zul come to us and trade of Zuzza, but when Issers were low in value, and you got one Isser, you got 32 to a Zuz, you got 32 Issers to a Zuz, that's when it's going to be a sixth or eighth. Says the Gemara, Amishmul, Kitcher b'tomorrow. If somebody used a date to be Mekadosh Anisha, I feel I'm at Kor Tamarim dinner, even though the value of the Tamarim, you could get a whole Kor of Tamarim for a dinner, the Loch is, so you don't have here a Shava Pruta, Mekadoshes. The woman is going to be considered, Mekadoshes. Why? Because Shmuel introduces a new consideration. We have to be concerned of Shema Shava Pruta B'Modai. That even though it's not worth a Pruta here, maybe in Modai, then it is worth. So the Pashup Shat, as we'll see in the Gemara, that the date is worth less than a pruta here, but maybe it was worth a pruta somewhere else, and therefore this woman is considered sofik mekudeshes. So the Rambam explains that since this woman could take the date to Madai, where it's worth a pruta, gives it enough significance that it should be considered here a kedushin, even here, though here it's not worth a pruta. And in fact, the Ran adds another consideration. The fact that this woman was willing to accept this date for kedushin is sort of her declaration of ladi chazali. To me, it's worth a pruta, a concept that we've discussed previously. The Rambam says that the reason she's considered suffolk as a kedushin is only because we don't know for sure that this date is worth a pruta anywhere else. And that's exactly what he says the Gemara meant to say. Shema shava pruta b'madai. We don't know for sure that this date is worth a pruta anywhere. But according to this, if we knew for certain that there is somewhere in the world that this date is worth a pruta, then the kedusha would not be a suffic kedushin. It would be 100% valid kedushin. The Rambam adds, however, that if this date or whatever item was given for kedushin is perishable and can't be taken to a land where it might be worth more, so the fact that it might be worth more or it's definitely worth more somewhere else is immaterial because I can't get it there. The Rosh and the Rashba, in the name of Tosfos, are of the opinion, the Min HaTorah, the fact that this date is worth so a pruta somewhere else is not relevant. Because even if we know for a fact that a date is worth a pruta in Madi, it doesn't make a difference. Because it has to be worth a pruta in the place where the kedushin is taking place. So if that's the case, how do we understand what Shmuel said? So they explain that Shmuel said that we have to be concerned about the kedushin midrabanan for a different reason altogether. Because there may be a person from Madai present during the kedushin that's taking place here, and he'll see that the kedushin will be declared invalid. So he's going to think that a date is never valid for kedushin. But that isn't true. Because in Madai, if somebody's going to get married with that date, it'll be a perfectly fine marriage. So to prevent a foreigner from Madai making this mistake, that even though really the kedushin is a meaningless kedushin, she's required to get a get me from the rabbi. She's required to get a get midrabanan from this husband. If that's the case, so now we have a very big chumra according to the Rashba and the Rosh, because according to Rambam, if it's a perishable item, and therefore it will not be taken to Madai, the fact that it's valuable in Madai somewhere else is immaterial to us. But according to the Rashba and Rosh, the perishability of the item is immaterial. What is material to our discussion, according to them, is the fact that the person from Madai is standing here and we don't want him to make a mistake. And that has nothing to do with if it could be transferred there or not. Ask the Gemara, for Nan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Basil, I remember Pruta B'Shava Pruta, that a Kedushin is only valued, it's only a good Kedushin, if the Kedushin was done with a Pruta or Shava Pruta. So how do we understand now Shmuel's new consideration, and that is Shem Shava Pruta B'Madai? Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. And we already explained this. Shmuel doesn't mean to say, based on the concept of Shem Shava Pruta B'Madai, that she's certainly Mekudeshes. Of course she's not certainly Mekudeshes. She didn't receive a Pruta. Our mission that says you need a Pruta is to establish a Kedusha V'Adai. A Kedusha V'Adai you'll only have with a pruta. This new concept that we learned of Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai that causes us room for concern is only to accomplish a Kedushay Sofik. And according to the Rambam, it's very understandable. Because according to the Rambam, we have to still know, is it worth somewhere a pruta? If there's nowhere in the world that's worth a pruta, then it's not a kedushin. Is it perishable, as we just said? So all of these considerations make it into a suffix. According to the Rosh and the Rajba, what it means is that the whole kedushin is only a chumrah that she should need to get. Not that we really consider it a valid kedushin. Says the Gemara, who gavra the kaddish ba'zavda de urdi? There was a woman that was mekaddish, a woman with a bundle of grass. Yosar asim v'achir kamei derav v'kamayim ba. And he was looking at it. He is be shavu pruta in. If it has the value of a shavu pruta, she would be mekaddishes. V'loy, but if it's not valued, a shavu pruta loy. Says the Gemara, why, if there's no Shavapruta, would it not be a concern? If there's no Shavapruta, why would it not be a problem? Haven't we just learned, didn't Shmuel teach us, Chashinen, that maybe it's worth a Shavapruta, b'madei? And says the Gemara, the reason he was looking at it was not because he was going to determine the Kedushin based, that there would be a Kedushin. But the way we're learning, if it was a Shavapruta, we would have a full-fledged Kedushin. And Habakadushay Suffolk, if there wasn't worth a Pruta, there's no Kedushin, but we have the new halacha with the various interpretations that we've given to the halacha of it being a Kedushay Suffolk. I saw that based on this Gemara, the minig of under the chuppah, there's a number of minhagim. One is that the kallus, we know the kallus face is uncovered. But even though the kallus face is covered during the chuppah, it's important that the edim should be able to identify that this is the kallah. The Shail Sechuvas Chasam Sofer, Evan Ezra Simon Kuf, says this explicitly. On the other hand, why does the kallah keep her face covered? Shouldn't she be able to see what is being given for kedushin? And since we're asking her to see what's given for Kedushin, she should know that it's a Shava Pruta. And the Paiskim say that even though the Kala's face is covered, but she hears that the Edim identified that the item that's being used for the Kedushin is a Shava Pruta, and that's why it's a valid Kedushin. Says the Gemara, who gave the Agdish Ba'avna the Kuchla? There was a person that was Makadish, a woman, with a piece of marble, that a piece of a block marble. And another man came afterwards and was Makadish this woman with a pruta. And the question that they were determining was, was the first Kedushin of Al Kedushin or not? Yosef Chizda Kamashale. So Rav Chizda was examining this piece of marble. Yes, be Sheva Pruta. If it has a Sheva Pruta, then the first Kedushin was a valid Kedushin, and then the second act is obviously meaningless. V'loy, but if it doesn't have a Shavu Pruta loy, it's a meaningless Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, v'les be Shavu Pruta, why if they were to determine that if the marble didn't have a Shavu Pruta, then the first act is meaningless. But haven't we been learning in our Gemara, v'amashmul chashinan, that it's of Shemesh Shavu Pruta b'madei? Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda lo sav lo k'shmul, Rav Chizda doesn't agree with Shmuel. The Tor quotes the Rama that if somebody is mekadosh a woman with an object that we don't know that if it's worth a Shavu Pruta or not, what we have to do is make a determination if it was worth a Shavu Pruta at the moment of the Kedushin. And if not, it's not a valid Kedushin. The Shev Shemaitza says that, why are we so lenient? Why don't we say that the woman has a chazaka, that she's mukadeshes? So he says that wherever we can make a determination by evaluating the item that was used for the kedushin, we don't rely on chazakas. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ima. So the Gemara continues with this story. The mother of this woman said to Rav Chizda, for who you am the ketcha? Maybe at the time of the kedushin, have a sheva pruta. It was valuable. It was worth a pruta. Amalei, she said, laf kol kmenei. you don't have the ability, the asot la basra. If we will accept what you're saying, what will happen means that we'll say that the first kedushin was a valid kedushin, and the second kedushin wasn't a valid kedushin. But you don't have the ability to make her asot to the second man, says the Gemara. And Rav Chisda continued to say, Lav Haina, isn't this similar to Yehuda Davis Rav Chia? Yehudas was the wife of Rav Chia, Davle Tsar Leda. She always had twins, Rashi says, and therefore childbirth for her was always difficult. And therefore, she wanted that the Rabbonim should say that she may not live with her husband. Like that, she won't have any more children. Amrli Aim. So Rav Chia said to her, Amrli Aim, my mother told me, Kalabachavu Kedusha Kazutras, your father accepted Kedushin from another man when you were Ketana. Amala, and therefore you can't remain married because you already a married woman. Says the Gemara, Amrla, so Rav Chia said, Lav kol kemenach de asuch lavai. Your mother doesn't have the ability to make this statement that your mother doesn't have the statement, ability to make the statement to make you asur. So what do we see from here? A mother doesn't have the right, her mother's statements don't have halachic validity. The Rabbanan, says the Gemara, disagree with Rav Chisda, and say that if there is a rumor that if the time of the Kedushin, it was a proper Kedushin, that we would be concerned. Amalei Rabbanan Rav Chisda Mai, why are you not concerned? Haikasadi, aren't there witnesses that there was a proper first marriage? Bidyas. And these Edim are now in Idis. The Yadei, the Hu Yoyma Havabei, they know that the day, we're going back to the story of the marble piece, they know that on the day that this Kedushin with the piece of marble took place, Havabei Shavapruta, it was worth a pruta. Says the Gemara, we don't have to worry about it. Because Hashta Meiler Lesna Kamon, right now those Edim aren't here. And if the Edom aren't here, we don't have to be concerned about it. Says the Marlav Hanad Rav Chisda, isn't this similar to what Rav Chanina taught us in Masech Tiksubis, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph? The Chomer Rav Chanina, the Gemara there speaks about the daughters of Shmuel were kidnapped. And when they were freed, they said that they were Tahar. Rav Chanina said to Rav Shimon Bar Abba, who was a Kayin, to marry them. So Rav Shimon Bar Abba said, aren't there... Why? Because there's a Pesha, also Pesha Eter. They're the ones that are saying that they were kidnapped, but at the same time, they're saying that they didn't do anything wrong. But he asked, Rav Shimon ben Abba, the Kayan asked, I know that there are Edom that could testify that they were kidnapped. If there are Edom who could testify that they were kidnapped, and she's saying, Tahirani, and she's saying, I am Tar, then we don't have the Pesha, also Pesha Eter, and she's not believed. So Rav Chanina said, right now we don't have any Edom in front of us. And therefore, since we don't have Edom in front of us, we only have the Pesha Asash Pesha Hitta. And he said, Edom Besad Istan, you have Edom on the other side of the world, the Tasser, and based on that, you want to say she's Asar. Right now, those Edom aren't here, and if those Edom aren't here, we don't have to be concerned about that. Says the Gemara, that the Gemara brings those that disagree with Rav Chisda and don't say that the raya from Chanin is a good raya. Because they say, Abai v'Rav lo Yisrael Rav Chisda. They don't agree with Rav Chisda. And they say that we do have to be concerned that maybe that there are people that are saying that it was that the piece of marble was worth a pruta at the time of the marriage. And we don't have to, and we do have to be concerned. The story of Shvuya is a proof that we don't have to be concerned. So it says, Imikir b'shvula, by Shvuya, it's not so definitive that they did anything wrong. Because, as the Gemara Masech Tiksubis explains, the Mnavla, Navshigab b'shavoyi, these Jewish women are fine women. And of course, they don't want to do anything wrong with the men that kidnapped them. So they do different things to make them unattractive. So therefore, the concern that they did something wrong with them is much less. Nekubeshes ish, where we have no reason to believe that the first marriage was a good marriage. And we have people who are saying that we think it was worth at that time a pruta. We can't just ignore that. Ishtar Mahi, Mishpacha, from this family that Rav Chisda allowed the woman to marry the second husband, Basura, there were family members, there were children born to her from her second husband, or Parshir Menimnei. And they, Rabbanan, stayed away. Says the Gemara, Lamishim Desfrilika Shmuel. It wasn't reason because of the new concept that Shmuel has taught us in our Shia today, a Shemeshava Prut Vemadei. Rather, the reason they stayed away was the Kabai Verova. Because since there was this call that on that day it was worth a Shava Pruta, since there was a call that on that day it was worth a Shava Pruta, so it's much more than just the concept that Shmuel taught us of Shava Pruta Vemadei. Says the Gemara, Hu gavra da agdish b'shitusa da asa. A man did kedushin with the leaves of hadassim that are not worth a pruta. B'shuka. He did it in the shuk. Shalcha Rav Acha bar Ahuna l'kamei de Rav Yosef. Rav Acha bar Ahuna asked Rav Yosef k'gav namai. What would be the halach in this situation? Shalcha le nagdei. He deserves makas mardis k'rav. As Rav said, as we're going to learn, that one is not to be makadish isha. B'shuk, there's a machloikis throughout Shas that makas mardis is makas rabbanon. How many are makas mardis? There's some rishonim that say that just like malchus d'oraisa are 39, so too makas mardis are 39. Others say that makas mardis is much stronger, and makas mardis is malchnoisoi achetetze nafshoi, until it's a much stricter malchus. Shalch lay nagdik rav vitzruch gita, but we're not going to allow this woman to get married without a get, even though we know that here and now where we are, it's not worth a pruta, because we have this new concept that Shmuel has been teaching us in our shir of shemesh shava pruta b'modai. Says the Gemara, the rav mangid, rav would get malchus. I'm the kaddish b'shukah if somebody did the kedushin in the shuk, even. Explain the Rishonim, because it's not Tznius, even Kedusha Kesef. And I saw that the Ezem HaKodesh says it doesn't mean that Kedushin should be done privately. On the contrary, he suggests that Kedushin should be done publicly. Like that, everybody will know that this couple is married. What he means to say is it shouldn't be done in a marketplace where business is conducted. It should be done in a place that's meant for marriages. Somebody who does kiddushin with bia, and Rashi says that it's pritzus, that they do it this way. I saw that Tosfos explains that marrying a woman with bia is like a derech znus, and it's not the way Jewish people act, especially since you have to have edim. And having Edom under such circumstances is inappropriate. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, that if somebody does the Kiddushin Bebiya, the husband is the one that gets the Makas Mardis, but not the wife. The Chochma Shloima says that it's actually a Machloikus Rishonim, and Rambam's opinion is, like we just said, that only the husband gets the Malkus, but the opinion of Tosfos and Rashi is that they both get Malkus. And actually, the Chochma Shloima says that the same Machloikus that we have just now applies regarding the other things that Rav said, the Manda Mekadosh B'loi Shtuche, that we're going to learn in a second, or Manda Mekadosh B'shuka. The Tosfos Masechta Yevamos says that even though, as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, that a Yevama, the only way a Yevama becomes the wife of the Yevam is with Bia, but Chazal instituted, as we learned, that there should be a mimer, and there too, the halacha is, if a yavam does just deal with his yavama without doing mimer, he gets makas mardis. V'ad makadosh b'lo shiduchim, if somebody marries a woman without first telling her, let's get married, without proper preparation before, this is a sugya that we learned extensively in Masechta Gittin. Rashi explains that somebody sent a get with a shliach, and then he sent a message that he's being mevatel the get, and we're concerned that the shliach will not be aware of that, and she will think that the get that she got is a good get, and she'll get married to someone else. Tosfos says that the concern is that people are going to be mitzi laz on a get. This sets up a situation that people could always say that the get that was used wasn't a good get. And another pshat that I saw in the Rishonim is that the concern is that there's going to be somebody who sees the get, and then so he assumes that this couple's divorced, and then he sees that they get remarried. And what's going on? There was a get, and therefore she's marrying a kohen, and he won't know that there was a bittel get. The next case that Rav would give Max Madis is a man, the Muslim Meidoa Gita, somebody first gave the get, and after he gave the get, he was forced to give the get. And we learned at the end of Masechta Gittin extensively the concept of Kaifan Aisach, Yamir Raitzani, under certain circumstances, Bezdin could demand that somebody give a get. And then he goes and says that I did it under duress, and he's mevatel what was done, or al demetzar shlucha drabonin of shliach bezdin, the way the Meiri explains, comes to summon somebody to din Torah, and he doesn't respect that. And others explain that what it means is that anybody who is a shliach of the rabbonin, anybody who's acting as a shliach of the rabbonin, has to be treated with the greatest respect. And if somebody doesn't treat that person with the great respect, then he deserves to be punished. Another pshat that I saw is that if the Bezdin puts some rule on a person and people don't respect what Bezdin says, somebody was put into Cherim for 30 days and he didn't try to do anything to get that Cherim off. So it shows a tremendous disrespect. And the last case is that son-in-law lives by his in-law's house. Says the Gemara, but this halach is only the daya in, only if he lives there permanently. Cholof, if he's just passing by, lo. Says the and v'ha b'ahu chasn the cholof v'vudr of chamua v'nagdei Rav Sheshes. Says the Gemara, wasn't there the son-in-law of that was by his father-in-law, and he wasn't living there permanently, and he still got Malkus. So here we're saying if it's not permanent, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, made them have a daim chosim. There was a special concern, because there was suspicion that there was something not right between the father, mother-in-law and the son-in-law. Says the Gemara, Nadar Amri Bekula Loi Mangid. Says the Gemara, Rav, that in all the cases we just learned, Rav did actually not give Malkus. El Adam Kaddish B'diya B'loi Shaduchei. Which cases? Somebody who did Bia without having first discussed with the woman that were getting married. V'ked Amri Afil B'Shaduchei Nami. Even if they did discuss prior, it's a pritzusa. So here the Gemara said that one is not supposed to live by their in-law's house. So first of all, most Rishonim say that this halacha is only if there's a mother-in-law. If there's no mother-in-law there, we need not be concerned. When there's a mother-in-law there, there's a concern about an inappropriate relationship between the mother-in-law and the son-in-law. Moreover, there's a discussion between the Rishonim that is this only with the first son-in-law, or is it with further son-in-laws as well? Moreover, the Mashal suggests that even when there is no concern about erva, maybe the Gemara says it shouldn't be happen. So the question is, of course, Tosfos already asks that in his time, son-in-laws lived in their in-laws' home. And what are we going to do with our Gemara? So Tosfos says that since we just learned the Gemara, the Nadoi says that the only time Rav was really makbid was Aman the Mekadosh Bebiyah. So the halacha isn't like this halacha. Another pshat that Tosfos says that if it's for the benefit of the couple that they live by the in-laws so they wouldn't have to pay rent, we have a right to be lenient. The Meiri says that nowadays people are stricter in issues of morality, and there's no reason to be concerned. Another explanation I saw is because it's only a problem when the mother-in-law is not married. But if the mother-in-law is married, if the Barshim, the in-laws are married, there isn't a problem. And the last psak that I saw is the Meraime Sadr. It's only in a place where the couple doesn't have their own room. But if it's in a place that's in a place, if it's in a place where the husband has his own room, then when this couple has its own room, it's not a problem. So Rav Eger asks a question. There's a rule. The Rav said all these different situations where a person shouldn't have do, and but if he did it, it's valid, but he gets malchus. But why don't we say Kamil Sadam Rachmana Lei Savid, that anything that Chazal said you shouldn't do, Yovid Loi Mahani. So if somebody got married this way, in a way that Chazal didn't want them to get married, the halacha ought to be that it's not a valid kedushin altogether. So I saw a beautiful teretz, and that is that when do we, Rav Akiva Eger says, when do we apply the concept of Kamil Sadam Rachmana Lei Savid, Yovid Loi Mahani, is by doing it, by saying it's ineffective, we will have accomplished something. But in these cases, we won't be accomplishing anything anyway. Why won't we be accomplishing anything? Because the pretzis or whatever happened because of doing it that way is going to be here anyway. In such a case, there's no point of saying, Kamil Sadam Rachmana Lei Avi Mahani. Based on this Gemara, we see the Gemara was very makpid on somebody that the Mekadosh B'loi Shaduchei. So based on this Gemara, I saw that there are those that suggest that what we call a Vart or a Tanoim, to some degree, has the halacha of a Sudas Mitzvah. Because since one is not supposed to get married, as we're learning, without them taking place, so it's considered like, it might be considered to a degree like a Sudas Mitzvah.